Now, we're moving on to our careers spot, and I'm delighted that Sabina Trench from SLE Nua Careers is joining us. Sabina, thanks for taking our call.
No problem, Stephen. Hi, how are you?
Now, the question that has come up from one of our listeners today is, I'm sure one that you've come across yourself many times before, and this is somebody preparing for an interview. But the problem this person has is that he or she hasn't done an interview for about 8 years. And they go on to say, I ran my own business until it folded recently, and my confidence is on the floor. And their question is very simple. Can you give me some tips? Now, that's probably a fairly typical one. People who try their hand at running their own business, and through whatever reason, the economic downturn, or maybe they just found themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, had to close the business and they're feeling a bit down. So now they're going into an interview and their confidence is fairly shattered.
Yeah, it is something that we come across a lot, and even sometimes for somebody, you know, maybe who's been at home looking after children for several years and is going back into the workforce, or, you know, who's been in the same job for a long time. You know, sometimes you can lose your confidence if you've been in a place for a long time and, you know, you haven't heard the word thanks or well done for some time. But we'll just have a look at, you know, your listener there who's talking about being self-employed and coming back to, you know, the world of employment again. I suppose the first thing I would say is positive thoughts. You know, as a person who is self-employed, you have loads of transferable skills that would be really appreciated in any work environment. Working on your own initiative, you're hardworking, I think that's a given for any self-employed person. Multitasking, you have to do everything yourself. Dealing with customers, understanding profit margins and, you know, all the ins and outs of finance. You know, at the end of the day, it showed great character to start their own business, you know, for that person, but also good judgment to close it when it wasn't working. You know, so they were able to assess the situation as well and realize, you know, this isn't maybe going where I wanted to go, and it's time to draw, you know, draw a line in the sand and move on. So don't either start, I suppose, it happens a lot of people when they get an interview after such a long period of being out of the game. You know, there are those naysayers and they're around, and it's kind of, oh, they're by, you know, they're only making up the numbers, or do you know what, they probably have somebody in mind already. Banish those thoughts. Positive thoughts only. Maybe they are making up the numbers and maybe they do have somebody in mind, but did you ever think that the other side of that could be true? You know, they're not making up the numbers, they don't have anybody in mind, and you've as good a shot as anybody. So start as you mean to go on and be positive about the fact that you have an interview, because that will come across on the day in the interview itself.
When the interviewers ask what the person has been doing for the last 8 years, I presume they have to be open about the business and the fact that it closed, and have to maybe say why they think it closed.
And, you know, you can put your own spin on that as well, and you do. I mean, you can start off with why you started it, and there was, you know, it's, as you say, it could have been at the start there was maybe a boom, and there was opportunities there, and you identified opportunities and, you know, struck out on your own. And then over time, you know, there were achievements and there were successes there. In the, you know, for such a long period in self-employment, there was as many successes, I'm sure, as there were failures for the person, and focus on those. And then, you know, be honest about it and say, you know, I had to make a judgment call. And that's what I was saying as well. You know, the fact that you were, you took the call to say, actually, I need to close down this business, it's not working, takes a big person to do that, and focus on the good things that you did while you were self-employed, and also that you took responsibility at the end. And maybe there were other external factors, you know, a big competitor came in or whatever it might be, but look at it that way, as I made a good decision, you know, based on the reality around me. And that's what, you know, and a potential employer wants as well. They don't want somebody going down a blind alley, you know, just because they're committed to it. Sometimes you need to know when to change direction, and that's a good thing.
And would you try as an interviewee to steer the interviewers away from that part of your life and maybe onto more positive things?
No, not necessarily. And this is the bit where I will go on to with another tip for the confidence about preparation. So in the preparation, you are going to sit down first and foremost with the job specification. Now, you did that when you were, you know, you prepared your CV and went for the job. But what you need to do now is really, really look at that in detail. And if that is looking for, we'll say, ability to work under pressure, then you would absolutely have to talk, I feel, about your experience in self-employment, because there were bound to be times along that way or when you were self-employed where you were under pressure, where the orders were coming in, where you were trying to deal with customers and maybe make a product at the same time. So even though, you know, it was a period in your life that didn't end well, it doesn't mean that there aren't good things to come out of it. And the important thing there is relevance. So if there's something relevant out of your self-employment experience to the job, well then by all means talk about it. Maybe you had a job 15 years ago where you were under a lot of pressure. You might have been on a line, you know, in a manufacturing company like, I don't know, Allergan or McHale's or someplace like that. And you can talk about that too. Even though it was 15 years ago, it doesn't matter because it's relevant to the job. So always think relevant, not recent. But as I say, if there were parts of your self-employment that are relevant to what the employers are looking for, then by all means talk about it. Think about it if you have to, but, you know, don't lose that opportunity to use those years in the interview, because they weren't all for now, for sure.
Indeed. Just on the question of gaps in your CV, we'll say, for instance, this person had the last 8 years, but we'll say they had periods of unemployment. Any problem talking about those with the panel? I mean, would you try and gloss over them, or I presume you'd have to be honest with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Honesty is the best policy all the time. You know, even if you try and fudge dates on your CV, you know, they'll come back to bite you. They mightn't come back to bite you in this interview, but they might come back to bite you if you're in the job and all of a sudden they're saying, oh, but you were doing that in 1995, and you're sitting there going, well, I wasn't, I was actually unemployed. But, you know, so those kinds of things, be honest about it. As you mentioned earlier on, it could have been a simple case of, you know, the downturn in the economy. These things happened. And employers in general, I have to say, are very understanding when it comes to that. As long as you are honest about it, and I would say to people that are generally unemployed, you know, to try and use that period productively within the limits of what you can and can't do, with, say, if you're on social welfare and that. But, you know, if there are opportunities for training or upskilling or volunteering or whatever it might be, it could be that you ended up caring for an older parent, you know, for a period of time or whatever. You know, say it. There's no shame in that. And, you know, but as you say, you have to be honest. You can't really gloss over things like that. I wouldn't recommend it.
Getting back to this person again and their preparation for the interview before they go in at all. I know you said positive thoughts and nothing else. How do you get to that stage? I mean, if you are feeling a bit hurt, maybe you've lost money in the business, maybe you've feeling that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Any tips for putting yourself into that positive situation?
Well, I think it all has to do with the preparation and being as ready as you can when you go into the interview, that, you know, you've concentrated very well on the job. So you know exactly what the job is and what it's about. And you now know what the skills are that they're looking for in that job. And you have matched yourself from your self-employed experience, from your other employment experience, maybe from your apprenticeships or whatever it is, into that job. And you'll start to build. I mean, I've seen this in interviews where people kind of start to see, oh, I actually have a lot to offer here. I've a lot more to say than I realized. You know, there's a way of doing that as well. And it comes down to a part of it. Preparation is one thing, to look at, you know, what they're looking for, but you need to prove it. So Liam wrote recently about this whole STAR approach, and a lot of your listeners have probably either experienced this in interviews or they have heard about it when it comes to answering questions. And it's all right for the employers to say, we need somebody who's good at working under pressure. And I sit there across the table for them and say, oh, I'm good at working under pressure, full stop. That means nothing. I haven't proven it. I haven't actually illustrated how I've done that. So what you do is you go with this STAR approach. So S&T is the situation or the task. So we'll say it was something like working under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you tell me, you know, are you good at working under pressure? And instead of sitting there and saying, I am, I'm great, you start off and say, I am, I'm really good at working under pressure. For example, there was a time in my when I was self-employed and I was under huge pressure. I needed to make 100 machines by Friday and on Wednesday I'd only 35 done, just for example.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is a measure of how you define pressure. You know, so that is a really pressurized situation. If you were to say to me, I had 10 machines to make by Friday and I had 8 of them done on Wednesday, I'm thinking, what kind of pressure now is this lad under? So it really is a measure as well of what you define as pressure. Then you go on, so paint a bleak enough picture is what I would say. You know, you want it to sound pretty bad. I need to feel on the other side of the table, gee, that does really sound pressurized.
Mm.
The next thing then is, what did you do? Okay, well, say in this case, this guy was self-employed. He was a one-man band, but he knew a lot of people that could help him. You know, other contractors, subbies, that kind of thing. And he was able to call them in at short notice. He also might have said, do you know, 100 machines by Friday is going to be impossible. There's 3 customers there that I can see, you know, they really don't absolutely need them by Friday. They could do with them by Wednesday. So he may have taken a few different actions. He might have decided, okay, I'm going to call in some extra help. Great. He also then was able to pick up the phone, speak to a few customers and push out their deadlines as possible. So then that was the action he took. So we started with the STAR, or the situation of the task, ST. We have the action, the A, and then the result. The result was he got whatever machines he needed to make by the Friday. He dealt with customers that were put off till the following week like that, but he also identified that there was an opportunity for him to bring in contractors from time to time as he needed them when orders were bigger, and maybe he didn't realize that before. And that's all a way of saying, this is a solid example of somewhere that I worked under pressure and I dealt with it successfully. And the very end of that, and this is an add-on, I suppose, that we use a lot in senior careers in pretty much every question, is that was great because it was all about you. But don't forget about them on the other side of the table.
Yes.
What does your action that you took mean to them on the other side?
Yeah.
So it could be, and I will bring this can-do attitude. You know, maybe he worked late hours. You know, I go the extra mile to make sure we meet targets and deadlines. I'm good at working as part of a team as well, even though I was self-employed, and by bringing in those other people. And you can be assured of 100% commitment to results for your business. Something like that.
Indeed, that's excellent. And it sounds like something we might go back to on another day when we're talking with you, Sabina. We're going to have to leave it there.
No problem.
Thank you for taking your call. That's Sabina Trench from SLEA NUA Careers.